Please turn with me in your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 18.
请大家翻到约翰福音第十八章。
We have now reached the section of the Gospels where Jesus will be arrested, where he will be taken away and tried and crucified.
我们这段经文就要开始讲到耶稣他怎么样被捕、受审、然后受死。
Now, all through the book of John, Pharisees and the chief priests have been trying to arrest Jesus.
整卷约翰福音我们都看到这些祭司啊，这些法利赛人他们一直都想要来逮捕耶稣。
Even when they were all around him and trying to stone him, he would somehow elude their grasp.
就算他们包围了耶稣，想要用石头打死他，可是耶稣总有办法脱困。
And John would say, because it was not yet Jesus' hour.
那约翰就会说，因为耶稣的时候还没有到。
Multiple times it says that they tried to stone him.
里面有很多次都讲到说，他们想拿石头打死他。
Multiple times they tried to have him arrested.
很多次想要逮捕他。
And he would teach openly in the temple, and yet no one seized him because it was still not his hour.
耶稣也多次公开的在圣殿讲道，可是还是没有人能够逮捕他，因为他的时候还没有到。
Back in John chapter 7, the chief priests and the Pharisees had sent officers to go arrest him.
那在约翰福音七章四十六节那边，七章那边有讲到说那些大祭司啊，那些法利赛人他们就请官长要来抓他。
And when they came back empty-handed, they were asked, "Why did you not arrest him?"
就这些人却空手而返，然后他们就问他说，为什么你没有逮捕他呢？
And their only answer was,
他们的回答是，
"Never did a man speak the way this man speaks."
他说从来没有人像他这样说话的。
But that was another time.
不过那又是另外一次了。
Now the hour has come.
那此一时彼一时，那现在时候已经到了。
It is the darkest hour in the history of the world.
此刻是人类历史上最黑暗的一个时刻。
This night, this hour, men will be so blind that they will use torches and lanterns to hunt down the light of the world.
在今天晚上，在这个时刻，这些人都会变得盲目，他们就会必须要拿着火把，拿着灯笼来追捕这位世界的光。
They will be filled with such hate that they will use swords and clubs to hunt down the Prince of Peace.
他们的心中会充满了愤怒，充满了仇恨，以至于他们要拿刀棍来逮捕这位和平君王。
In Luke 22, when Jesus was arrested, he said, "This was their hour, the power of darkness."
在路加福音二十二章，耶稣就称这是他们的时刻，是黑暗势力的时刻。
This is the hour of demons.
这是魔鬼的时刻。
This is the hour that the word of God, Jesus Christ, is bound.
这是神的道，耶稣基督被捆绑的时刻。
But for all of you who struggle with sin,
可是所有在罪中挣扎的人。
For those of you who feel bound by sin,
如果你觉得你被罪捆绑。
As Jesus said, whoever commits sin is the slave of sin.
就像耶稣曾经说过，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
For all you who struggle, I want you to take note of what happens in this passage.
在座所有在罪中挣扎的人，我要你来注意看今天这段经文。
Because the Son of God subjected himself to be arrested and bound precisely so that you could be set free forever.
因为神的儿子他甘愿被逮捕，甘愿被捆绑，好叫你可以得到自由。
He was bound for your freedom.
他是为了释放你得自由才甘愿被捆绑。
And if the Son will set you free, then you will be truly free.
如果神的儿子要释放你自由，你就必得着真正的自由。
We're going to be looking at John 18, 1 through 12, but I'll read through verse 18.
我们来读约翰福音十八章一到十二节。
When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the ravine of the Kidron, where there was a garden, into which he himself entered. and his disciples. Now Judas also, who was betraying him, knew the place, for Jesus had often met there with his disciples. Judas then, having received the Roman cohort, and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all the things that were coming upon him, went forth and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus the Nazarene." He said to them, "I am he." And Judas also, who was betraying him, was standing with them. When therefore he said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again therefore he asked them, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus the Nazarene." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way." That the word might be fulfilled which he spoke, "Of those whom thou hast given me, I lost not one." Simon Peter, therefore, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's slave, and cut off his right ear, and the slave's name was Malchus. Jesus therefore said to Peter, "Put the sword into the sheath. The cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?" So the Roman cohort and the commander and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him and led him to Annas first, for he was father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. Now Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jews that it was expedient for one man to die on behalf of the people. And Simon Peter was following Jesus, and so was another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest, and entered with Jesus into the court of the high priest. But Peter was standing at the door outside. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the doorkeeper, and brought in Peter. The slave girl, therefore, who kept the door, said to Peter, "You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I'm not." Now the slaves and the officers were standing there, having made a charcoal fire, for it was cold, and they were warming themselves. And Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. Verse 18.
约翰福音十八章一到十八节，耶稣说了这话，就同门徒出去，过了基伦西，在那里有一个园子，他和门徒进去了。卖耶稣的犹大也知道那地方，因为耶稣和门徒屡次上那里去聚集。犹大领了一队兵和祭司长并法利赛人的差役，拿着灯笼、火把、兵器，就来到园里。耶稣知道将要临到自己的一切事，就出来对他们说，你们找谁？他们回答说，找拿撒勒人耶稣。耶稣说，我就是。卖他的犹大也同他们站在那里。耶稣一说我就是，他们就退后倒在地上。他又问他们说，你们找谁？他们说，找拿撒勒人耶稣。耶稣说，我已经告诉你们，我就是。你们若找我，就让这些人去吧。这要应验耶稣从前的话说，你所赐给我的人，我没有失落一个。西门彼得带着一把刀，就拔出来，将大祭司的仆人砍了一刀，削掉他的右耳。那仆人名叫马勒古。耶稣就对彼得说，收刀入鞘吧，我父所给我的杯，我岂可不喝呢？那队兵和千夫长并犹太人的差役就拿住耶稣，把他捆绑了，先带到亚纳面前，因为亚纳是本年做大祭司该亚法的岳父。这该亚法就是从前向犹太人发议论说一个人替百姓死是有益的那位。西门彼得跟着耶稣，还有一个门徒跟着，那门徒是大祭司所认识的，他就同耶稣进了大祭司的院子。彼得却站在门外，大祭司所认识的那个门徒出来，和看门的使女说了一声，就领彼得进去。那看门的使女对彼得说，你不也是这人的门徒吗？他说，我不是。仆人和差役因为天冷，就生了炭火，站在那里烤火。彼得也同他们站着烤火。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we ask that this morning you would open up our eyes and our ears to see and hear you.
主耶稣，求你今天早上能够开我们的眼，开我们的耳朵，让我们能够看见、听见你。
We ask that your Spirit would work with your Word and change our hearts.
求你的圣灵和你的话语可以在我们心中动工，来改变我们的心。
Help us to understand what you've done for us more clearly.
求你帮助我们更清楚地明白你为我们所的一切作为。
And Lord, help us to respond in a way that's glorifying to you.
也求你帮助我们能够用荣耀你的方式来回应。
In Jesus' name.
用耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, Jesus had just finished one of the largest sections of teaching that we have in any of the Gospels.
在这段经文的地方，耶稣才刚刚结束一大段的教导。
So it's easy for us to forget exactly where we are in the historical context.
所以我们会很容易忘记这时候的整个历史的背景是什么。
When Jesus leaves the upper room in this passage to go be arrested, it's Thursday night.
当耶稣离开马可楼房的时候，那天是礼拜四晚上。
On Friday, he will die.
所以他礼拜五就受死了。
It seems last Saturday in John 12:1, he was eating dinner with Lazarus in Bethany.
可是，在前一个礼拜六，晚上他还在伯大尼跟撒路他们吃饭。
And Bethany is a little town about three kilometers east of Jerusalem.
伯大尼是耶路撒冷东边三公里以外的一个小镇。
It's still there today. It's called Al Azaria, which means the town of Lazarus.
今天这个城还在啊，叫做艾撒利亚，是意思就是拉撒路之城的意思。
And that's who Jesus was with, Lazarus and Mary and Martha.
所以在礼拜六那天，耶稣就是跟拉撒路、马大跟玛利亚他们在一起。
And that evening.Mary had taken some very expensive perfume and anointed Jesus.
在那天晚上，玛利亚拿着极昂贵的香膏来浇灌膏抹耶稣。
Jesus said that she was anointing him for his burial.
耶稣说他是为了他被埋，所以才来膏抹他。
Sunday was the triumphal entry.
隔天那个礼拜天就是凯旋，耶稣凯旋进京。
Jesus had entered Jerusalem riding on a little donkey.
耶稣骑着驴进耶路撒冷。
And the crowds and the children were out with palm branches and they were waving them and shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel.
所以群众呢就挥舞着棕树枝，很兴奋的在那边喊，何塞纳，奉主名来的以色列王是应当称颂的。
Now John skips over most of the week after that point to get to Thursday.
那之后呢？那几天约翰就跳过了，他就直接接下来就讲到礼拜四。
But Matthew, Mark, and Luke give us a lot more information about what happened that week.
可是马太、马可跟路加针对那星期四之前那几天却有很清楚详细的描述。
Either on Sunday or perhaps Monday, after Jesus had entered, he cast out the money changers in the temple again.
大概在礼拜天或礼拜一的时候，耶稣他进圣殿就赶出那些做买卖的人。
And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them.
那些瞎眼的、瘸腿的都进到圣殿里面来找耶稣，耶稣就医治他们。
In fact, between the four Gospels, there are 19 chapters devoted to what happens this week before this time.
所以在福音书中加起来一共有19章在描述。那几天发生的事情。
He warned against the Pharisees.
耶稣他警告法利赛人。
He wept over Jerusalem.
他为耶路撒冷哭泣。
He taught about the destruction of the temple.
还教导他们这圣殿必要被毁。
And of his second coming.
也讲到他第二次会来。
And he avoided arrest until it was God's timing.
他一直都没有被逮捕，直到神的时间到了，他才会被逮捕。
Most people think that happened on Tuesday, and very little is said about Wednesday.
那很多人认为那是在礼拜二的时候。
But back to our passage this evening, Thursday night.
回到今天的经文，就是礼拜四晚上的时候。
He leaves the area of the upper room, which was in the southern part of Jerusalem.
他就离开这个马可楼房那附近的地方，在耶路撒冷南方的地方。
And he goes northeast about 2 kilometers. He crosses the ravine of the Kidron.
他就往东北走了2公里，过了吉伦溪。
And there this valley is created by 2 mountains. On the east, the Mount of Olives, and on the west, the Temple Mount.
那这个吉伦谷是位在两山之间，一边是橄榄山，一边是圣殿山。
Now the Kidron Valley is usually dry, except sometimes in the winter when it rains.
那这个吉伦谷其实是一个干谷，平常是没有水的，只有在冬天雨季的时候才会有水。
It's the same valley that King David had crossed when he was fleeing from Absalom, his son.
当年大卫被他的儿子亚沙龙追杀的时候，他也逃到了这个谷来。
But Jesus is not fleeing.
不过耶稣这时候过吉伦谷，并不是因为被追杀的缘故。
He's going there to present himself for arrest.
他是要自己过去让他们来逮捕他。
He's going to a place that he often went to, and he knew that Judas knew the place.
他是要去一个他常去的地方，他也知道犹大知道这个地方。
John specifically says that Jesus knew all the things that were coming upon him.
约翰他特别提到说，耶稣知道将要临到自己的一切事。
You can go there today. They think they have it pretty much pinpointed where Gethsemane is.
今天你去以色列，他们大概都可以掌握出这个克西马林园到底是在什么地方。
It's about 60 meters lower than the base of the Temple Mount.
大概是在那个圣殿山下面60米的地方。
If you're there today, you can easily see the Dome of the Rock up on the mountain, and the temple was taller.
如果你在那个吉伦谷，你可以很清楚的看到圣殿山上的那个现在回教那个清真寺在那边。
So Jesus is very close to where the temple was and where the Roman guard were.
所以耶稣当时他很靠近圣殿山，也很靠近那些罗马兵丁。
From the language here, it seems that there was a walled garden, perhaps, that he entered into.
从这边的描述看起来，好像这个园子是有围墙围起来的。
There, Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell us that Jesus prayed while his disciples slept.
那马太、马可、路加都有提到说，耶稣这时候在祷告，但是他的门徒都睡着了。
He asked if it were at all possible that this cup would pass from him.
耶稣问主说，倘若可行，求你让这将这杯挪去。
But nevertheless, God's will be done.
但是还是求主的旨意可以成全。
But in John, we're not told so much of the struggle that Jesus went through, even though we know it happened.
虽然我们知道当时发生了什么事情，但是约翰并没有描述当时耶稣的挣扎。
John seems to want us to focus on the fact that Jesus willingly went to his death.
约翰好像想要把重点放在耶稣他是心甘情愿去被逮捕的。
But he does tell us many times that he was visibly troubled.
不过约翰也多次告诉我们，耶稣他心里面多次感到忧愁。
You know, Jesus wasn't the first man to be tempted in a garden, though.
不过在那园子里面，耶稣并不是第一个受试探的人。
The first man to be tempted in a garden was actually the first man.
其实在曾经在园子里面受试探的第一个人就是人，也是第一个人类。
Adam.
亚当。
There, Adam was told not to eat of a certain fruit. Here, Jesus is told to take a cup and drink it.
当年亚当在园子里面，神叫他不可吃某一棵树上的果子。那今天耶稣在这个园子里面，神要他喝一个杯。
Adam disobeyed God. Jesus obeyed him as much as it cost him.
亚当他背逆神的命令，但是耶稣他愿意不计代价的来顺服神的命令。
In the first garden, Adam was bound to slavery to sin and to Satan.
在第一个园子里面，亚当他屈服了，所以他受到这个撒旦的辖制，受到罪跟死的辖制。
Here the last Adam is also bound, but so that those who were slaves could be set free.
但是这位最后的亚当，耶稣，他受捆绑是为了要释放人得自由。
There in the first garden, Adam hid himself from God.
亚当在第一个园子里面，他躲起来了，不敢见神的面。
But here the last Adam does not hide. He presents himself and he goes out to be arrested.
但是在这个克西马尼园里面，这最后的亚当，耶稣他却挺身现身，让他们来逮捕他。
Now Judas, whose feet are probably still pretty clean from Jesus washing them a few hours ago.
此刻的犹大，他的双脚可能都还是干净的，因为几个小时前耶稣才为他们洗脚。
Leads officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees and the Roman soldiers to Gethsemane.
可是他这时候却带着这个大祭司跟法利赛人还有罗马的士兵来到这个克西马尼园里面。
It is not totally clear how many soldiers were there.
这里并没有清楚指出说有多少士兵来了。
But Matthew says that it was a great multitude with swords and clubs.
可是马太说这边有一大堆兵来了。
All to arrest Jesus.
都是要来逮捕耶稣的。
And they're probably worried at least a little bit of any crowds that might oppose them.
他们可能有点担心说这个群众百姓会反对他们这样做。
Now there is something that we can learn here from Judas.
我们在这边可以对犹大有些了解。
As he stands clearly on the other side, now opposing his master.
因为犹大他现在显然是站在另外一边，现在公然的在反对他的夫子教师。
Remember, he had spent 3 years with Jesus. He had preached Jesus.
想想看他。跟耶稣相处了三年，他听耶稣讲道。
He had helped him. He had heard him teach and pray. He had probably cast out demons.
他跟耶稣同工，他接受耶稣的帮助，他甚至可能也奉主名赶过鬼。
He probably often came to this precise garden and listened to Jesus pray.
他可能也常常就来到这个园子。听到跟耶稣祷告，听耶稣祷告。
And he probably did more than most of us ever do.
他所做的侍奉可能比我们在座很多人都多。
So that should show us that coming to church is not enough.
就证明了光是来教会还不够。
Having a theological education from Jesus Christ himself is not enough.
即使是从耶稣基督来接受这个神学的教导还是不够。
Doing ministry and serving the Lord is not enough.
光侍奉主还是不够。
It is possible to do all those things, to know all those things, to experience all those things, and still not be saved.
基督徒可以懂这么多，做这么多，可是还是没有得救。
And still not love the Lord Jesus.
还是不爱主耶稣。
So this should be a warning for all of us.Who want to seek salvation from our works?
所以这应该是要警告，这应该是一个警告，警告那些想要靠自己行为来得救的人。
Or who feel like we may have some confidence before God because we share the gospel or we teach somewhere.
或者你以为说，只要我传福音，有教别人圣经，我就在神的面前，就可以得救。
This should encourage us all the more to seek our salvation.Not from anything we do, but from Jesus Himself.
我们应该向耶稣来寻求救赎，而不是透过我们的表现。
And to cling to Him.
应该是要抓紧耶稣。
Judas gained a few coins from this.
犹大因为出卖耶稣，他得了几钱银子。
And he didn't even get to spend them.
他根本就来不及花掉。
And he lost the most precious thing in the world from it.
他因为这样就失去了世上最宝贵的东西。
So let us remember the danger that the world may pose.
所以我们一定要记住这个世界所带来的危险是什么。
When they hand out things that cause us to want to turn from Jesus Christ.
世界要给我们一些东西，让我们转离耶稣。
And more importantly here, I think we should notice Christ's willingness.To be arrested for us.
这边还有一点很重要，就是耶稣他是心甘情愿为我们被逮捕。
It would not be enough for Jesus to be carried away, kicking and screaming, resisting God's will.
耶稣如果违抗上帝的命令，他不愿意就范被捕的话
，because he had to be obedient for our sake.
对，这样对他对我们根本没有好处。他必须为我们的缘故来顺服神。
So.Jesus goes to a place that Judas knows.
所以耶稣他去了犹大知道的一个地方。
He refuses to fight back and he forbids others to defend him.
他不愿意反击，他也不准别人来保护他。
Now sinners, If Jesus Christ is this willing to be arrested and bound and killed for your sake,
各位在座的罪人，如果耶稣他是这么愿意为了罪人来受捆绑，
Do you not think that he will be at least as willing to forgive you of that sin that troubles you so deeply?
难道他不会愿意来赦免你你的罪吗？
If you feel like Jesus Christ could not possibly forgive you because you're too evil,
如果你觉得自己真的是罪恶罪很罪恶，可是你要相信耶稣他是愿意来赦免你。
Remember how willing he was to die for sinners.
你要记住他是怎么样愿意为罪人来受死。
He is willing to forgive all who come to him for salvation.
他愿意赦免所有来到他面前寻求拯救的人。
No matter what you've done.
不管你做了什么。
If the soldiers fell back when Jesus said, "I am."
耶稣说我就是，结果那些士兵就退后倒在地上。
Let us not be ashamed to humble ourselves before him when he tells us, "Here I am."
所以当耶稣对我们说他就在这里的时候，我们也不要觉得羞耻，不愿意来到他面，不敢来到他面前。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
耶稣说凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就必使你们得安息。
Whoever comes to me, I will by no means cast out.
凡来到我这里的，我必不丢弃他。
And here's a detail that only John mentions.
这边有一件事情只有约翰有提到。
Jesus, knowing that everything was going to come upon him, he goes out and he asks them, "Whom do you seek?"
那耶稣知道将临到自己的一切事，他就出来对他们说，你们找谁？
And they say, "Jesus the Nazarene."
他们回答说，找拿撒勒人耶稣。
And he presents himself to them, "I am."
耶稣说，我是。
He doesn't say in the Greek, "I am he." He simply says, "I am."
在希腊原文里面并没有说我就是那个人，我就是他，而是说我是。
And this brings to rememberanceall the other times in John when Jesus said, "I am the bread of life."
这让我们想到约翰里面常常提到耶稣说我是生命的粮。
I am the light of the world.
我是世上的光。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我是道路真理生命。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是复活与生命。
And so on. But it is especially reminds us of John 8.
但这句话特别让我们想到约翰福音八章
where Jesus had said, "Before Abraham was born, I am."
耶稣在那边说还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
Almost surely those who heard Jesus say this would know that it was a claim to divinity.
在场听到这句话的人都很明白耶稣这样讲是自称为神的意思。
As God had identified himself to Moses with the same words, "I am."
因为神当年就告诉摩西说我的名字就叫我是。
And when the soldiers heard this, they fell to the ground.
那些士兵听到耶稣这样回答说我是的时候，他们就退后倒在地上。
Now it doesn't say that they were blown to the ground.
这里并没有说他们是就好像被炸药那样就炸在地上，掉在地上。
But they don't fall willingly.
不过我想他们也不是自愿倒在地上。
However it works out, there was something powerful in Christ's words. No man ever spoke the way he spoke.
不管怎么样，这代表是耶稣的话，他有话语，有威力。
The same people who couldn't arrest him before, they certainly can't arrest him now unless he's willing.
那这些人不可能逮捕他，除非耶稣他自己愿意。
So John is showing us,Jesus can get away if he wants to.
约翰向我们指出说，其实耶稣他想走是走得了的。
He isn't being hunted down and captured.
因为他并不是被追捕上的。
Knowing full well what's coming.
但是耶稣他知道要发生什么事。
He presents himself to do the Father's will.
却愿意站出来来行天父的旨意。
Like a lamb led to the slaughter.
就像羊被牵到宰杀之地。
Twice in this passage, in verses 9 and 14,
在九到十 四节里面有两次。
We are reminded that things are occurring according to God's plan and purpose and will.
我们知道这些事情发生都是要按照神的旨意来行。
Nothing is taking Jesus by surprise.
对耶稣来说，没有什么事情是意外的。
Again, only in John, a second time, Jesus says, "Whom do you seek?"
不过也只有在约翰福音里面有记载，记载说耶稣第二次在问他们说，你们要找谁？
And they say again, "Jesus the Nazarene."
他们再度回答说要找拿撒勒人耶稣。
And this time he answers, "I told you, I am he."
耶稣说，我已经告诉你们了，我就是。
If therefore you seek me, let these go their way.
你们若找我，就让这些人去吧。
Now see, Jesus already knew who they were seeking.
耶稣已经知道这些人要抓谁。
So why does he ask twice?
那为什么要问他们两次呢？
It seems that he is asking not so that he finds out the answer, but so that he presents an argument from their own mouths that they're there for him and not for the disciples.
他问了两次你们要找谁，好像并不是要确定说是要找他，而是要让他们这些人可以说出说他们来这里并不是要逮捕门徒的。
I think Jesus is formulating an argument from their own mouths that the disciples ought to go free.
耶稣这边是要从他们口中让他们说出来，来确定说这些门徒不会有事。
If it's me that you seek, let these go free.
如果你们是要找我，那就让这些人走吧。
And that is what happened, so that his word might be fulfilled.
所以事情就这样成就了，就他的成就了他的话。
It's worth noting that usually in the Bible when it says, so that this may be fulfilled, it says, so that the scripture may be fulfilled.
圣经每次提到说，好叫经上的话可以应验。
But here, it's that Jesus' own words may be fulfilled.
但这里是要应验耶稣所说的话。
John believes that whatever Jesus says must come to pass as scripture must come to pass.
约翰他很确定说耶稣说的话就是圣经的话，就是一定会成就的。
Now the fact that they all go free is amazing, especially in light of Peter's foolish actions.
那这个彼得他在冲动之下做了很愚蠢的事情哦，可是他们最后还是都可以全身而退。
Paul whips out this little sword. In the Greek, it seems to imply it's not a very big sword.
从这边的用词，我们可以看出，彼得拔出的是一把短剑。
And I've always this story has always made me wonder, what is he thinking?
每次读到这边，我都会想说，这彼得到底在想什么？
There is a great multitude of people there with swords and with clubs, perhaps hundreds of soldiers.
可能几百个士兵带着刀棍前来。
Peter is not a trained warrior, he's a fisherman.
那彼得他自己不过是个渔夫，他也没有受过什么军事训练。
And it's not like he attacks the strongest guy there, he attacks what might be the weakest guy there.
而且他拔刀出来还不是去攻击那个最强壮的勇士，而是去攻击一个很软弱的人。
The high priest's slave, Malchus.
就是大祭司的仆人马勒古。
And he hits him in the ear.
而且他还是砍他的耳朵。
And I don't understand exactly how this happened. It's his right ear.
我不晓得他是怎么去削掉他的右耳的。
Which, if you're right-handed, that's kind of a weird shot.
如果你是右撇子的话，好像要面对面割人家的右耳不容易。
Unless maybe he attacked him from behind.
除非你刚好是站在那个人背后。
Or he's just a really bad shot. I don't know.
还是反正就是没弄准，就刚好误打误撞割到耳朵。
Somehow he cuts off the high priest's ear, which does really nothing to help save Jesus.
那他把大祭司的仆人削掉他的右耳，这对事情一点帮助都没有。
Now this story is related by all four gospels, but we only find out his name here, Malchus.
这个故事在四卷福音书里面都有记载，不过只有约翰福音有讲这个仆人叫什么名字。
What Luke tells us, Luke, who was a doctor, you remember, Luke tells us that Jesus reached out and he touched his ear and healed him.
那这个医生做医生的这个路加医师，他就有记载说，这时候耶稣就伸出手来碰他的耳朵，就医治了他的耳朵。
Here, John points out Christ's willingness to undergo what the Father places before him.
那约翰这边他把重点放在耶稣他愿意去面对神要他做的事。
The cup which the Father is giving me, shall I not drink it?
他说我父所给我的那杯我岂可不喝呢？
Matthew adds something else.
马太有加了一些东西。
Jesus says, put the sword away.
耶稣说收刀入鞘吧。
Do you not think I can appeal to my Father and he will at once give me more than 12 legions of angels?
你想我不能求我父现在为我差遣十二营多的天使来吗？
Now a legion in the Roman army is 6,000 soldiers.
在罗马的军制里面一营大概有六千个士兵。
That would be at least 72,000 angels.
所以如果十二营多的天使就有七万两千个天使。
But I really doubt that the angelic army is organized according to Roman standards.
不过我想天使这些军队的编制大概不同于罗马的军制吧。
What Jesus is saying is that God could at once provide him with an overwhelming army of angels.
不过我想耶稣的意思就是说神有庞大的天使军团可以保护他。
And that gives us another interesting thought.
这又带来一个很有意思的一个想法。
It's not just Peter who was told to put his sword away.
不只有耶稣不只有吩咐彼得要收刀入鞘。
There are a multitude of angelic warriors who stand by helplessly, not given the permission to defend their captain.
还有庞大的天使军团，他们就在旁边待命，是没有办法。没有耶稣一声令下，他们什么都不能做。
Jesus steps out alone, beyond the disciples, beyond the angels, alone to face the cup that God has given him.
耶稣他离开天使，离开门徒的保护，他独自向前去面对父要给他的那一杯。
Now the captain of the host of the Lord will step out alone to present himself to death so that he might become the captain.Of our salvation.
现在这位统管天使天兵的这位统帅，他要挺身向前，接受受到捆绑，还好成为我们这些人能够得到救赎的这个统帅。
For this is the hour of the power of darkness.
因为这一刻是个黑暗势力的时刻。
Yet in this way, the Son of God will cast out the prince of this world.
但是透过这个方式，神的儿子他可以赶出这世界的王。
Alone.
他单独来做这件事。
Jesus therefore said to Peter, "Put the sword into the sheath. The cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?"
所以耶稣就对彼得说：“收刀入鞘吧，我父所给我的那杯，我岂可不喝呢？”
Now a few hours earlier, Jesus had given a cup to his disciples.
在这之前几个小时，耶稣才刚给他的门徒杯来喝。
And he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for the forgiveness of sins for you."
当时他说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，为你们流出来，是要赦免罪。
And every Passover, the Jews would sing a few psalms. One of the psalms they would sing was 116.
每年在月节的时候，犹太人都会来吟唱着诗篇，其中有一篇是在诗篇116篇。
Which in verse 13 says, "I shall lift up the cup of salvation and call on the Lord."
十三节说，我要举起救恩的杯，称扬耶和华的名。
It was Jesus' cup.
那是耶稣的杯。
It was what Jesus deserved, the blessing from God.
这是耶稣配得的杯，是从神来的祝福。
And Jesus gave it to those who did not deserve it.
那耶稣却把这祝福的杯赐给那些不配得到的人。
And then Jesus takes our cup.
然后呢，耶稣却拿起我们应该喝的杯。
The cup that we deserve.
这是我们应当喝的杯。
And the prophets often spoke of this cup of judgment.
那先知常说这个杯是个审判的杯。
Isaiah called it the cup of his anger, the cup of reeling.
以赛亚说这是愤怒之杯，是使人东倒西歪的杯。
Jeremiah calls it the cup of the wine of wrath.
耶利米说这是愤怒的酒杯。
Ezekiel called it the cup of horror. and desolation.
以西结说这是令人惊骇凄凉的杯。
This is what Jesus was being given to drink.
这正是耶稣需要喝的杯。
A cup of anger and reeling and wrath and horror and desolation.
是愤怒的杯，使人东倒西歪的杯，是令人惊骇凄凉的杯。
The one who is life itself was presenting himself for death.
这个充满生命的，赐给人生命的耶稣，他竟然自己要来面对死亡。
The one who upholds all things by his everlasting and eternal and endless power had to become weak.
掌管天上地上一切力量的这位主耶稣，竟然要自己成为一个软弱的人。
For you,
他是为你做的。
And the one who rescues us from fear had to endure this cup of horror.
他自己要救我们脱离恐惧，可是却需要自己来喝这一个恐惧的杯。
For you,
他是为你而喝的。
And he drank it down to its dregs.
他一饮而尽。
Until he could say, "It is finished."
然后说成了。
This was our cup.
这本来是我们该喝的杯。
But he hands us instead the cup of blessing and salvation.
但耶稣却把祝福跟救恩的杯给我们。
And he holds out this gospel to you now.
现在他把这个福音给你。
And so let me encourage you sinners to take it. It's for you.
在座的罪人，我要鼓励你，你要接受耶稣的这个福音。
In another substitution, it says in verse 12.
十二节又讲到另外一个交换。
The Romans and the Jews together arrest Jesus.
罗马兵丁跟犹太人一起来逮捕耶稣。
And only in John at this point it adds, and they bound him.
只有约翰在这个时候加了一句说把他捆绑了。
Only John says here they bound him, and only John says here that Jesus told the disciples, the soldiers, to let the disciples go free.
所以只有约翰在这边提到说他们把耶稣捆绑了，也只有这边提到耶稣叫这些士兵让他的门徒走。
And I think John is trying to point us to something.
我想约翰他是要指出一个重点。
That Jesus was bound for our freedom.
耶稣被捆绑是为了要释放我们得自由。
The Son was bound so the slaves could go free.
神的儿子被捆绑，好叫那些奴隶可以得自由。
And if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed.
如果神的儿子释放你的自由，你就真的自由了。
Free from Satan's dominion.
你可以脱离撒旦的辖制。
Free from slavery to sin.
脱离罪的奴役。
Free from the law of sin and death.
脱离律法的死跟罪。
So if this was the case, brothers and sisters, how is it that we continue in sin since Christ was bound for us?
如果基督他为我们受捆绑是要释放我们，我们怎么能够还继续被罪来捆绑呢？
Remember this, you who are in Christ, sin no longer rules over you, it no longer binds you.
要记住，在基督耶稣里的人，罪已经不能再捆绑你了。
Because Christ was bound for you so that you may be set free.
因为基督受捆绑，好叫你好释放你的自由。
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 1,
在加拉太书五章一节。
It says, it was for freedom that Christ set us free.
他说，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由。
Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery.
所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
And what Paul means by this in that passage,
保罗写这句话的意思是说,
is that we do not subject ourselves again by attempting to earn salvation by a law.
不要再想要靠着守律法来得救。
But rather by faith in Christ.
要靠信靠耶稣来得救。
So when Christ asked the soldiers twice, "Whom do you seek?"
所以耶稣问这些士兵两次，你们要找谁？
Let us also remember to seek him.
所以我们要记得，我们要找他，找耶稣。
For freedom.
找他来得自由。
And for salvation.
得拯救。
And brothers and sisters, let us stand firmly in this freedom.
各位弟兄姐妹，让我们在这个自由上面站立得稳。
And do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
不要把你的自由当作一个放纵肉体的机会，而是要在爱中彼此服侍。
And if it is God's will, let us also be willing to follow him and be arrested and bound for his sake.
若这是神的旨意，愿我们都愿意能够为基督的缘故受捆绑。
For the captain of our salvation who was bound.
因为他是我们救恩的统帅，但是他却为我们受捆绑。
And for our brothers.
我们要愿意为我们的弟兄姐妹受捆绑。
John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节说
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
1 John 3:16.
约翰一书三章十六节说
We know love by this.
我们知道爱是什么。
That he laid down his life for us.
爱就是主为我们舍命。
And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
我们也当为弟兄舍命。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you were bound for us.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为你是为我们才受捆绑。
That you presented yourself so willingly for arrest.
你愿意甘心乐意的让自己被
逮捕。 And even in that very moment when one of your own disciples was betraying you.
即使在你的门徒出卖你的那一刻。
You were concerned about our freedom.
你所担心关心的却是我们的自由。
Lord, we know that you're concerned now.
主，我们知道你现在关心我们的自由。
So we ask that you would help us to stand firm in the freedom that you purchased.
求你帮助我们在你为我们买赎回来的自由上站立得稳。
And let us remember what you went through so that we can do what you want us to.
帮助我们能够记住你为我们所经历的一切，好叫我们能够照你的旨意行。
Lord, we ask that you would help us to learn from you as an example as well.
主啊，求你帮助我们能够学习你的榜样。
To undergo whatever it is you've called us to.
不管你呼召我们做什么，我们都乐意去做。
Just let us follow you, Lord.
主啊，求你让我们跟随你。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.